This goes to Cheryl Young, Young, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-831-4306. Regarding Susan, Wantland, Wantland. Date of birth 9/23/1944. Dear Miss Young, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Wantland with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was October 27th, 2025. She is feeling well. Her weight is stable. And she has had some trouble with poor balance and feeling as if her equilibrium is off, as she tries to walk. She has not had any falls. She has had some physical therapy treatment, but she didn't find that especially helpful. And currently she's very careful when she changes position. She gets up slowly and makes sure that she doesn't feel unstable when she tries to walk. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, I want to highlight hydrochlorothiazide 50 milligram daily. Her metoprolol was increased from 12.5 milligram daily to 25 milligram daily. And she's on glimepiride 2 milligram, 2 tablets daily, as well as Ozempic 1 milligram weekly injected. And for cholesterol, Praluent 75 milligram every 2 weeks. Physical exam, weight 186 pounds. Pulse is 70. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 142 over 82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular with a grade 2 over 6 systolic murmur. Abdomen is soft and no ascites, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 8th, 2026. Hemoglobin is 12.1 with normal white count, normal platelets. Electrolytes are normal. Creatinine is 1.76, and that is slightly higher than previous levels, 1.69 and 1.61. But it is trending up recently with estimated GFR of 29. Calcium is 9.4, albumin 4.2, and phosphorus is 3.6. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B to 4, chronic kidney disease with slight increase in creatinine level this month. We have asked her to check her labs again in May, just due to the recent increase in creatinine, and hopefully that will return to baseline. Two, hypertension, currently just above goal. We've encouraged her to follow a low-salt diabetic diet and check blood pressure at home with the goal 130 to 140 over 80. Three, diabetic nephropathy, stable with improved glucose control, most likely secondary to the glimepiride as well as Ozempic. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.